You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We touched on this very briefly the other day. I think I even sent out something about it in the Mindbender Club mailer, but we wanted to dedicate a little bit more time to this story about nagging. They went out and asked a bunch of people, are you the person who nags, or are you on the receiving end of nagging? I think part of the problem, one problem with this, in my opinion, is that maybe we don't have an exact definition of what is nagging. For instance, if you simply ask somebody to do something,
that's just a request.
That's a request. At what point does a request morph into a nag? Is it a is it the number of times?
I'm going to ask you one more time.
Or is it the tone of voice? Or is it the actual language used?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it physically, like, are there physical mannerisms, like pointing or scowling?
Yeah, hands on hips, usually. Hands on hips. I think after three requests, it does become a nag.
Three?
After three, it's like, okay, three times. And then you're like, okay, quit nagging me. I get it. I need to get, you know, the bathroom remodeled. Okay, I'll get to it. After three times, I think that's the cutoff. Because it's like, come on. All right, this is the third time I've asked you. But then you got to look at yourself and be like, well, then why am I mad at the person nagging me? I should probably be mad at myself because I'm not taking care of the things that need to be done.
Well, I was going to say, if it takes three or four times being asked,
then
it's suddenly
me,
you
know? But I think in general, I mean, there's nagging just goes on a daily basis between couples. I think it's somewhere in the wedding vows somewhere, you know, to having to hold to, you know, sickness and health to constantly nag. I think that should probably be added.
You know, and it's not just couples like that, because I was looking at the top 10 list, the 10 most common things we nag people to do. And 7 of the 10 are things that I am constantly having to get on my stepdaughter for. So I'm assuming that I am in the category of a nagger, but she is a filthy 19-year-old.
You know? She's dirty.
She's a filthy teenager. And I see all these things. Not turning off lights is number one on the list. Well, yeah, she never shuts lights off. You know, there's stuff like leaving shoes lying around is in the top 10. I trip over her shoes all the time. Number 10 on the list is one of my favorites because it's so funny. Seeing something on the stairs that needs to go up but leaving it there.
Oh, yeah, that's a biggie.
Like, we can set something on the stairs and Zoe will walk past it 12 times without grabbing it and taking it up. It's like, can you just help? Can you bend at the waist?
Ours is everything we pile up next to the door to the basement because we'll need to take stuff down to the basement. And it sits there for days. I'm like, can nobody else grab this stuff when you go down to get something out of the, you know, the basement fridge or something? Like, come on.
I wonder how many marriages have broken up purely out of nagging. There has to be many.
Probably quite a few.
And I don't think this is...
I mean, it gets old after a while. It's like,
I don't think this is gender specific at all. I mean, look at me. I'm nagging my stepdaughter, you know?
I nag Knick Knack all the time about all the cups she leaves around the house. Constantly. Cups everywhere. We'll go up to the bedroom and there's 15 cups laying around. I nag her about the amount of trash that she shoves into the side pocket in her vehicle. I'm like, can you just take a moment and you see all that overflowing and just scoop it up and throw it in the trash so I don't have to? And then I know she's constantly nagging me to ease up on the amount of pleasure I'm giving her. She's just always like, please stop, please stop. I can't take this much pleasure. I'm so overpleasured. You've got to stop. Just stay away from me. And I'm hearing that constantly at the house. So it definitely is a back and forth, Dom. Definitely.
If only I could see her face right now.
Please, no more pleasure. I hear it every day.
I think you pleasured her once, and that was by accident.
No,
you didn't
no.
even know what you were doing. You like accidentally did something to make her.
What just happened?
She's like, can you recreate that? And you're like, I don't know. I don't know what I did.
Boy, oh boy.
Get a load of this stat. 62% of people have not done something just to annoy the person who's been nagging them. So if you're like, you know, can you please clean out the, you know, the pocket of your car door or whatever? There's a bunch of trash in there. Can you just do it?
There's more
Jeez.
Trash.
She's probably getting out of the car one time. She sees it and she's like, screw him. I'm going to leave it in there.
I'm very much like your wife where I leave cabinet doors open in the kitchen. And I've been nagged about that before. So there's been many times before I leave for work in the morning and she's still up in bed or something that I open every single door in the kitchen and leave them wide open just because.
I started to be that passive aggressive person one time to revolt against the cabinets.
I look at it more as comedy.
I was going to open every single one of them. And and just take off.
I did. I was like, this is awesome. This is hilarious.
Dirty dishes being left around the house is in the top 10. Not replacing the toilet paper. Yes. Having TV volume up too high. What, did they hang out at my dad's house? And then number two just seems like a catch-all to me. Not cleaning up after yourself in general.
That's just a general. Yeah.
That seems too. I mean, I guess if you live, we have people listening who live with a complete and total slob, and they're saying, hey, don't discount that.
Yeah,
because
my house is filthy all the time.
If you're an, so I'm a neat freak. So some of the stuff probably isn't considered that messy, but to my orderly mind and my I need things straightened mind.
Yeah.
You know, it just takes a little bit and you're like, We were talking about nagging and they put out this list. Somebody compiled a list of the top things that people nag each other about.
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, we've started hearing from some folks. What do you got?
Well, listen, just real quick, too, because I do have to give equal time to myself because I was ragging on my wife. But she does nag me because I have buckets and buckets of shredding that I need to do. You know that I'm a huge shredder, and I've got piles of that stuff in the office that's just been sitting there for months. And then this one I don't really get. Maybe you can explain it to me. I don't squeegee the shower door when I get out. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, why? Somebody else is going to be getting in today, and it'll just rinse the spots away. Why do I need to squeegee it? And it's just us in the bathroom.
I've always
told you. I don't really get the whole logic behind squeegeeing.
I can't explain it, but I've told you many times over the last 15 years that Nicole and I were better suited to be together than you two because I'm a squeegeer myself.
I just don't get it. I'm like, why? It'll just be spotted the next time.
Angela
wrote in on our Facebook. She says she gets nagged at because apparently I carry too many things in at once from the grocery store. He says, I'm not a pack mule. I just call it efficiency, she says. So I drop a few groceries from time to time. They all still make it into the house.
Pack mule.
You're not a pack mule. Take your time.
Jill says, I wouldn't say we broke up because of nagging, but I broke up with a guy because I knew I would start nagging. He was so irresponsible about things, and I knew I was setting myself up for a lifetime of being a nag. Wasn't worth it. He didn't have enough other redeeming qualities to make it worth it. So I broke it off before I turned into the nagger. Now that's kind of funny. She did a preemptive breakup because she said, if I'm with this guy long term, I'll start nagging him.
I just see it coming. It's no life to live.
I understand what she's talking about. I totally get that. And then this from Kirsten, kind of funny. She goes, my mom finally divorced my dad after 31 years of marriage because she said she got tired of him nagging her all the time. She said 31 years of nagging was enough. She's now happily single. This is what Kirsten writes. She's now happily single, and my dad remarried a woman who I'm sure he's nagging right now as you read this. That's pretty good.
Have a feeling.